The Good Shepherd window was donated by Rebecca Witherell in loving memory of her husband, Nathaniel. It was designed and created by the Gorham Company of New York and installed in this building in 1910. The Good Shepherd window is an invitational window to everyone who enters Christ Church Greenwich to become a sheep of God's own flock. You are embraced and loved, and led by Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd. The top third of the window is called a canopy but often described as praying hands. The canopy symbolizes heaven where you will find God, seraphim, cherubim, and doves. Seraphim, the holiest and highest order of angels, are depicted as heads only. Cherubim are winged but bodiless angels who are servants to God. Doves are the symbol of the Holy Spirit. You will also find intricate designs reminiscent of castles. In the middle third of the window are Jesus and full-bodied angels. Jesus and the angels belong to both heaven and earth at the same time, and for all time. In the bottom of the window are those who are still earthbound. The window is beautifully pastoral with rolling hills, lots of sheep, flowers including lilies, the symbol of resurrection, daisies for innocence, roses, the emblem of beauty, delicacy, purity, and passion, and trees native to the region including cedars, palms, and sea grapes. The story of the window is the parable of the lost sheep. Jesus is the shepherd who came to find his lost sheep and bring them back into the fold. A good shepherd knows his sheep and values every one of them more than his own life, and his sheep know their shepherd's voice. So, who are these people along the bottom third of the window, those still earthbound? As you look at the window, farthest to your left you will see John the Baptist standing on the banks of the River Jordan pointing the way to Jesus and proclaiming him the Savior, the Messiah, the Son of God. Above John's head an angel holds a banner which says, "Behold the Lamb of God." Next to the right, in the center lancet, or section, is a shepherd in the background representing the shepherd who heard the angels singing and followed the star to the manger in Bethlehem. In the foreground is Joseph, Mary's husband, his carpenter's tools, including a saw and, interestingly, a hammer and nails at his feet. The next lancet portrays Mary, mother of Jesus, teaching her son scripture lessons. In this lesson she has chosen the 23rd Psalm, "The Lord is my shepherd." Moving to the next lancet, a lame man has raised his arms in supplication or perhaps in gratitude for being healed by Jesus. He represents all those whom Jesus healed. The final lancet has two images. The one in the background is a Roman centurion who witnessed the crucifixion. And as Jesus breathed his last, the centurion exclaimed, "Surely this man was the Son of God." In the foreground is the disciple Peter, whose original name was Saul until Jesus renamed him Peter, or Petros, meaning rock. Jesus told Peter he would be the rock upon which Jesus would establish his church and instructed Peter to feed my sheep. Note that the angel directly above Peter holds a banner that reads, "Feed my sheep." All these earthbound souls have two things in common: they all knew Jesus, and moreover, they all knew he was the Son of God before his crucifixion and resurrection. Stepping back and taking in the broader window, note that each of the earthbound souls is either looking toward or pointing toward Jesus, and Jesus is pointing toward God. This window is in fact a glorious invitation to become one of Jesus' sheep, to be a sheep in the fold of the Lamb of God, to be welcomed into the fellowship of Christians, to be held closely in his arms with deep affection. Thanks be to God. This window bookends with the Armstrong Memorial window, known as the Transfiguration, located at the opposite end of the church. This window celebrates the time when Jesus was transfigured from being born of a woman to the beginning of his ministry as the Son of God. The Good Shepherd window is an invitation to enter into a personal relationship with Jesus. The Transfiguration window is an exhortation to you, as you leave the church, to take that invitation out into the world. Take your faith with you and live in the sure knowledge that you are one of God's beloved children. Share the good news.